Against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We've got the minutes here to go through for approval. First is the regular session of the mayor and council on April 28th. A motion to approve our men.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve April 28th regular session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So we are to show that the motion passed unanimously and that all five council members are all present. Next is the executive session minutes of April 28th.
Motion to approve.
And a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the executive session minutes of April 28th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Next is the statement of closure on that particular executive session. And the reason for, or actually two reasons under the state code, why that executive session was held. One was to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials under whom the mayor and council has jurisdiction. And the second reason was to consult with staff, consultants, or other individuals about pending or potential litigation. Next is the approval of the utilities budget work session for the mayor and council of May 5th.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the utilities budget work session of May 5th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimously as well. Next is the minutes for the special executive session of mayor and council of May 5th.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the special executive session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that also passes. And the reason for the special executive session was like the one earlier that spoke about, it talked about the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom the town has jurisdiction. Okay. Item two on the agenda is a request for a special event for Memorial Day in the Texas Memorial on May 25th at 8 o'clock on Main Street. Michael, are you going to be making that?
No, what happened to Mr. Mayor? He used to come here.
He's sick.
He is sick. Mr. Holloway is supposed to be here, but I don't see him.
Okay. Well, I've got a call on it tonight. As far as I know, they're planning it, and it's going to be run just like it has been run in the past years. The two Legion boats are going to be taking care of the program. And it's going to be right in the same spot, which is right at the entrance as you come in town on Main Street by the memorial.
Okay.
That's all I know right now.
Certainly appropriate, and that's a tradition that goes back.
Yeah, some people were kind of upset because last year we didn't have it because Sonny Atkins was sick and he was in charge of the whole program and nobody wanted to take charge of it.
I think it's a great tradition.
No, absolutely.
And I guess that's one thing. Maybe this is something, Laura, if you can get Mary to maybe coordinate with the Legion to make sure that some sort of press release goes out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their sort of capabilities are or if they have somebody that does that, but in any case, just offer our assistance if that would help them.
Do we need a motion or something?
Yes, we do need a motion for the approval.
Okay, we'll so move then. Request for a special event for the Memorial Day Veterans Memorial, May 25th, 8 a.m. on Main Street, Berlin.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the Memorial Day service. We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the Memorial Day service. It's been a tradition here in Berlin for many years at the intersection of Main and West Streets for Sunday, May 25th at 8 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
And Mayor, maybe, you know, we could recognize Mr. Atkins because he's done this. This has been his baby all these years. And, you know, last year he was sick and it was the first time in probably over 25 years that it didn't happen in Berlin on Memorial Weekend. You know, he's not well, but, you know, we should recognize him.
Great idea. Excellent idea. Thank you. Number three on the agenda is our Worcester County Economic Development Director, Bill Badger. Speaking to us about a new opportunity that's come to Berlin and to the county.
Well, good evening, Mayor and distinguished members of the council. It's a pleasure to be before you this evening. And since I haven't been with you since you became the coolest small town in America, I want to add my congratulations to you as well. We've had the opportunity to do something really unique in this county. It's something that was apparently here in the 90s, according to my friends who were here in the 90s, and this is basically an excursion train. Your economic development director, Michael Day, accompanied myself and my deputy director on a trip up to Lancaster County to visit with the Stroudsburg Railroad executives to talk about this opportunity. This opportunity was presented itself by some conversations that the Maryland-Delaware Railroad had with Stroudsburg, Mr. Eric Calloway, in regard to determining their interests, Stroudsburg, if an excursion train would be of interest to them. Stroudsburg does a fantastic job. Anyone that's been to their facilities, I know the mayor's been there, I don't know if any other members of the council, but they do a really great job. And so we thought it was a good opportunity. Michael and I traveled to visit with Stroudsburg to determine how serious they were about this opportunity, and clearly we met with Stroudsburg, they were. This is going to be an involved process, and very much, I was talking to Michael before I came up that, and I mentioned the commissioners, this was a football game, we'd be in the first 2 minutes of the game. A lot of work has to be done. There's multiple phases of feasibility study that have to be performed. One thing that they want to be sure of, Stroudsburg, that the market is here. I think all of us that live here know the market is here. The people will get out of their cars and they will get onto a train, and that train could be in you know, some combination of Berlin, Newark, Snow Hill, to be determined. And two, it's important to Stroudsburg that they feel like they would be welcomed and there wouldn't be a lot of opposition to running an excursion train through our small towns. I certainly, and Michael and I both, communicated that it would be a welcome opportunity and it would be a welcoming presence if they were to do this, but they want a third-party validation of that. So the county commissioners at their last meeting did approve a phase one feasibility study. My office will be picking up the cost for most of that study. I've asked Berlin and Snow Hill to also be a contributor to the cost of that study. The study is not official yet because it's a very specialized kind of study. I think it's going to be in the realm of $12,000 to $20,000. So I would say today, if I were to ask you for a partnership, I would say in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. We partnered with you very successfully on the Cobblestone Hotel opportunity. And while I'm sitting here, I wanted to report to you that That is going very well. I feel, and I hope all of you feel, that we need more hotel rooms in Berlin for all the activity that is present here, beyond the 12 hotel rooms at the Atlantic and some B&B hotel rooms. So Berlin is clearly leading the pack in all the four sites in Worcester County that we're currently evaluating. We had some meetings last week, and John Derrickson is doing a great job of getting us close to doing a hotel project here in Berlin. So there's a lot of complicated issues with this excursion train. There's a lot of engineering issues. There's rail issues, passenger versus freight. There's train station issues. There's parking issues. There's roundabout. How do you get the locomotive from the front end to the back end? But this first phase, at the request of Stroudsburg, will really be, one, the market feasibility. Will it be something that's in high demand in our community, and the receptiveness of our community to an excursion train, as well as some preliminary configuration issues of the length of the route and kind of the attractions along the route. So I'm here this evening to basically give you an update, ask for your support when I get the final numbers on the cost of the first phase study, if you could be supportive of sharing that cost with Worcester County on this opportunity.
Do you anticipate that money being needed, let's say, this summer? I'm not holding you to a deadline,
right,
but just so that we know, are we talking about the current fiscal year or the next fiscal year that starts in July?
Well, we're running out of this fiscal year, but I have the draft of the RFP on my desk. I'm in the process of finalizing that. I've identified some consultants that specialize in this work. I think the commissioner certainly tasked me to get moving as soon as possible. So I would think the RFP will be issued in the next 30 days.
So we should be prepared. I honestly think that especially at the end of the fiscal year, be able to come up with our share in up to the $5,000 range, mm-hmm. It certainly would not be a financial impediment
okay.
at all.
Okay.
I think, as you mentioned, my wife and I actually visited with friends and went and had that entire experience, and it was great.
Yes.
It's just, I think it's my opinion, after actually enjoying basically several hours of not only the train trip didn't take several hours, but the entire experience.
Mm-hmm.
They had some other attractions and a museum
and
just a nice combination of the package for all ages. I think Berlin would be perfect.
Yeah.
Especially if we're able to work with our neighbors in Snow Hill,
uh-huh.
and right in between is the Railroad Museum.
Yes, in Newark.
Newark, and it would just seem to me that this is just a situation waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there hasn't been any poll. There's only been, I think, a limited amount of press so far. But my anticipation is, given, especially since these last few months, my impression is that many people in this community are ready to go to the next level.
Okay.
We do not want to become a 300,000 person resort.
right.
But I do think that the idea of being a destination community, mm-hmm. where family, friends, mm-hmm. and our expanding family of guests has more and more reasons to come, mm-hmm. for a longer and longer period. I'm getting a lot of encouragement.
Good.
So I just want to pass it on informally.
Okay.
What will you need from us at this point? Besides obviously.
Once we get the consultant on board, I'm going to ask them to interview key stakeholders in the project. So some of you may be asked to respond to a survey or telephone interview. And so just your general support, I think, is what's important right now. And then, you know, I'll work with Michael Day on the consultant, making sure that he communicates with the right people here in town. So.
Well, we have plenty of people who are active in the community. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing. I think we're talking out of turn here. Almost everything we're doing is all kinds of different partnerships. Some are more formal than others, but you know, we'll partner up with any good people with good intentions, and they obviously have great reputation. I'm very excited to see the county having a, what I'll call a lead role in something that has the, I think, the potential for economic impact, this does. And certainly the timing is good in another way. Although I would be willing to bet a substantial sum that the community would be supported, we will be able to actually document that during our strategic planning process, which we are committed to doing, or at least getting a good start on later this summer.
Right.
So it kind of melds it very nicely because we're going to be talking about some things we can hopefully do in the immediate term, some things that might take a few years, some things that you know, are longer-term goals.
Right.
And I don't know how long this process would take, but I probably figure it would be somewhere between, not exactly immediate, but not years and years and years.
Yeah, this is really the phase one part of the study, and then there'll be harder engineering questions that need to be answered, you know, freight versus passenger, you need a roundabout, train stations, parking, all those kinds of things. So, and Michael certainly is aware that Stroudsburg is very successful and they're doing a nice job up there. And so we're very much in an attraction phase. We have to, when the Stroudsburg folks were here, they stayed at the Atlantic Hotel. They loved Berlin. They loved what they saw. And that's where some of the excitement got generated. But this is a business decision for them. And they have to be convinced to put, you know, real dollars and real investment and commitment to come to our market. And so that's a journey we're going to take with them.
And I want to acknowledge this because this has all happened within literally the last couple of weeks. And I want to give all due credit to Angela Reynolds, who's the marketing manager for Tegel Properties and certainly for the Atlantic Hotel, and working with our economic development folks and myself, we have made an organized and very direct pitch to several hotel and motel operators, and in particular their marketing people, and also bus tour operators. And all this has happened within the last couple of weeks. And the idea being to give hotel and motel operators in Ocean City, West Ocean City, and the region a reason to give people a legitimate and fun new experience to stay in the area for an extra night or two.
Right.
And the idea being various aspects for a living. That's why I am optimistic about this, because this would be just one more reason that they would not just have the support of the mayor and council and the business community of Berlin, which certainly is important. But my personal, I mean, these people were talking face-to-face, you know, and just letting folks say whatever they wanted. I think they would be enthusiastically support this because it gives people an additional reason not only to extend stays in Ocean City, but to come beyond the traditional beaches.
Right.
Which is another thing that benefits the county, it benefits all of us.
Yep.
So we're exploring ways in which we can be partners and that we can, you know, try to find ways to become a destination. And I just think it's going to meld right in. And so when you're planning and your discussions with those folks, let's not forget that we've got partners beyond our boundaries.
Okay.
I just want to tell you that as the granddaughter of a man who lied when he was 12 years old and started to work shoveling coal on the railroad in New Haven, Connecticut, he retired 58 years later.
Wow.
And I had the pleasure as a child traveling on the railroad with him. And it's great. I watched on CBS Good Morning last week where a guy's redoing all the Pullman cars and they're starting to get those back out, you know, people spending the night on the trains. And I just think it's a forgotten era of the country, and it's very environmentally friendly, but a lot of the railroad tracks are in very poor shape. And I miss the train coming through Berlin because of the track damage, but you have my full support. Anything to get the railroads back and people using railroads, you know, passenger-wise, I think is a wonderful opportunity for the town, you know, for the future, too.
Yeah, thank you. I tell you, it was quite a sight to see a, you know, train. Michael was there, a train from the 1880s, and a steam locomotive, and the engineers working, and the coal there ready to throw onto the fire. And then it's just, I love trains to begin with, so I had to temper my enthusiasm and make sure I kept my business hat on.
Right,
but
you need to go to the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn. You wouldn't believe the trains there. But if you need a motion to support this, I make the motion to support the county.
Yeah, at this point, would it be appropriate for us
I think a documentation of the council support is another, you know, that we can show to Stroudsburg that there's serious interest on our part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody here, we want to do anything we can to make this happen.
Yeah, thank you.
And you've got that money in your budget, don't you, Michael?
A little bit. Yeah. Probably scraped together.
Up to $5,000.
Probably. I thought I went up there and did the tour, and I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I did it here when it was back here in the night.
Right.
And that beautiful station in Newark that nobody sees. It's beautiful.
Now, Stroudsburg has been doing this for years and years.
Long time.
I mean, I took our kids there when they were like 10 years old.
Well, Thomas the Train really brought it out too.
I think that's the wonderful opportunity that this is it's not just a small little rail station, rail company coming to us saying we want to do this. This is Stroudsburg, and they've got their act together. They're major. They would be a major promoter of us down here. You know, they have thousands and thousands of people coming there, and it would just be a natural to latch on to that.
These are not people that just started this up.
No,
they've been
not
doing
at all.
It for,
this is a,
I want to say, 50 years.
A fully fledged opportunity. And it also, what amazed me with the opportunities along the rail, as we took the train ride, there was a farmer who had switched his whole farming operation to Agri Entertainment, they call it. Mm-hmm. He's turned, and the train will stop there and let people off and then go on their way, and the people stay there at this center, and then they pick up the train going back. There's another place where it's a picnic area. They stop, let everybody off, and they picnic all day there watching trains go back and forth. And then when they're done, they can hop back on the train and go home or go back to the
station. What I wanted to know is if somebody living in Pennsylvania, or if I wanted to go to Stroudsburg, could I get on the train here and go to Stroudsburg and stay a couple days and then get on the train and come back?
Not yet.
Someday, would that be a potential?
You drive to D.C., you can do it.
Well, one way they actually have the ability to put these trains on flatbed trucks and bring them down here, so they don't necessarily have to bring them down by rail. They can also truck them down. So.
Very good.
Well, we have a motion to support the I guess you might say at this point the concept and plans to do a feasibility study and basically to endorse the entire enterprise, as it's been explained to us. And we've had a motion by Council Member Hall. I'd like to call the motion to question. All in favor of supporting the, I'll call it Stroudsburg Railroad Initiative in Berlin, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? You'll have that letter 24 hours or so.
Thank you very much.
It won't take long.
We look forward to working with you.
Yeah, we look forward to working with you too. Let's Commissioner Stowe, we really appreciate the fact that ever since you've been here, because I know, and I will tell them, is that you feel like we have
we have a partner in helping us develop our economic potential. And, you know, there was a time, I'll be quite frankly, it was only natural that economic development was thought of as on the island of Ocean City and nowhere else. And now what makes me excited is the fact that we can complement our neighbors over there and actually make for a stronger, longer season than who loses.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
All right,
so
thank you so much.
Next, item four is a motion to approve the fiscal year 15 policy renewal for workers' compensation insurance.
Yes, Mayor and Councilor, what I can offer is that I did receive a final quote from Chesapeake Employer. That's currently we're with I would have changed names, and now it's Chesapeake, so it's still one of the same company. And our quote came in this year at $108,000, and for FY14, the actual quote that we will expend this year is going to be around $104,000. It was about a $3,800 increase in premium.
Does anyone have any questions for Jeff regarding the renewal of our?
Do we have any paperwork here on my?
What's up?
Is there anything here?
Mm-hmm. No, ma'am.
Okay. So we're just approving a dollar amount that's already been integrated into the budget?
Yes, ma'am.
Move to approve. Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the acceptance of the policy for a renewal for our workers' comp. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Next is a motion to approve a health care proposal for fiscal year 15.
And I explained to you a couple of weeks ago where we're at on that page. The HSA Open Access to Cigna is the plan that I would like to move forward with. The rates I've shared. I'm hoping that once you all give me the approval, we can move forward with the broker and this.
Does anyone have any questions for Jeff? I know they've had opportunities to discuss it with him before.
Motion to approve.
Yeah, we have a motion to approve the health care insurance off our policy to make it simpler through Cigna for fiscal year 15. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay. And that was actually a 0.18% decrease.
0.18% decrease. All things being equal, if the same number of employees stay with the plan and they elect the same coverage that they had at this current FY.
So it's 0.18%.
Yeah, 0.18%
decrease.
That book, thank you. Next is number six is an additional, last minute addition to the agenda. This is a motion to approve a list of renewals and new members to the boards and commissions. just so the press knows, I've given Sharon copies of the various appointments that are being recommended. I think it tells you, at least tells you the names, their address, when their term expires, and rather than being renewed for their appointment to a board or commission, or if they're a new member, and if they're a new member, if they are an alternate. So I'm just going to read down the list. By the way, several of these recommendations came from council members. We are, as it has been for some time, nothing new here. We're trying to find a balance between experience and people who serve the town very well, but at the same time trying to create some opportunities for newer members, regardless of age, so that we keep new blood, new ideas coming into the constantly changing challenges of the various boards. Recommending for...
Are we talking now about the one that's landscape as opposed to portrait?
We're talking about portrait. This one
says revised, and this one doesn't.
This is dated today.
Okay, but this says revised, box 12.
They're both revised. The one that you're looking at in your left hand has additional contact information.
It has more information.
It's the
but
full
same name.
Yes.
But it also includes people who are not up for reappointment.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is the complete one.
Yes.
There are no names that are any different.
No.
Other than this one has existing people.
All of the board.
Gotcha.
Question?
We're not on this one. I'll throw this one away.
Okay. For Housing Board of Review, I'd like for you to consider renewing the terms for Lynn Kelly, Mary Moore, and the appointment of new members Leslie Gephardt, Tara Downs, and serving as alternate Jeff Ricks. And let me ask this as a procedural way. Historically, we've just voted on the whole
thing. You can do it.
Okay.
Gee, can we ask questions?
Sure.
Wouldn't Briggs print out on this board?
No, she's on the planning commission.
Briggs is on the planning commission? Mm-hmm.
She still is. Great reason the planning commission has been for a long time.
Phyllis.
Grace.
She
Felisa.
Got it all.
Yeah, she had. She said
she
did not.
Phyllis Purnell that was on.
The first step, just so you know, the first step is we contacted current members to ask if they wish to be reappointed. And every year or two, we get folks who said they had it out.
Okay.
It's not a appointment that we have to serve them for that.
Okay.
But that's what she did.
Okay.
And she's done a wonderful job for years. Mm-hmm. I suspect that it has something to do with taking care of her husband.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I misunderstood.
Okay.
Grace and my Phyllis fixed it. No, we'll be the last time. All right, next is for consideration from the Parks Commission. All renewals. I was very pleased that they all accepted because I think they're doing an outstanding job. And that's Loretta Burnell, Mike Wiley, Patricia Dufendach, and Sarah Cooper. Those are all renewals. Planning Commission renewal appointments would be Pete Cosby, John Baird, Chris Denny. I'm recommending we elevate Barb Stack from alternate, which she's been, I'll say, 3 or 4 years, something like that, which is, to regular member. And then our new alternate would be Natasha Brady. And the Historic Commission, we only have two. One is a renewal, Mary Moore, and the new member would be Betty Tustin. Betty, by background, is just traffic studies, is a veteran. And her husband, is job testing. Okay, for the Zoning Appeals Board, and I'll go through the terms again, just to make it easier for the press, but I'm recommending renewal for Doug Parks, Joe Moore, and Garen Mortensen, and also Woody Buddy. And our new member would be Jay Nerb. The Supervisor of Elections, we have one renewal in Mr. Morton Scholl, and one new member in Linda Bowen. In terms of the last page, we have the 3 regular members and alternate to the Ethics Commission. The renewals being recommended are Bill Burke and Anita Todd.
the new members, a new regular member would be Milt Warren, and the alternate would be Jane Burdell. And let me just make life more confusing. The Housing Board of Review, the first group I mentioned, those are for 3-year terms. So people being recommended, their terms are then either in April 2017 or May 2017. The Parks Commission, all those folks are under 2-year terms, so they're would be up for renewal in April 2016. The Planning Commission, I think our longest serving board, it's 5-year terms. Everyone that is being recommended, all of them will be members through May 2019, and Chris Denny through April 2019. The Historic Commission, for both members, both the new and the renewal member, will be serving until May 2017. That's a 3-year term. The Zoning Appeals Board, those are all 3-year terms, so everyone is either April 2017 or May 2017. Supervisor of Elections with both 4-year terms, and so that would be Mr. Schull, April 2018, and Mr. Bowen, May 2018. The Ethics Commission, all four, regular members would be up for renewal in April 2017, and the alternate would be up for renewal in May of 2017. So does anyone have any questions? And since these recommendations, most of them came from the council, I think you're pretty familiar with these folks. And the people, it is interesting. We made sure that between Joanne Unger and myself, that we personally contacted any new member who was being asked so that we could answer questions. And I have to say they were enthusiastic. That was neat. It wasn't like we didn't have to beat anybody with a pillow or anything. They were very pleased to be asked.
Just to note, though, for the folks that do this, you got one coming up in December of this year on the Planning Commission, and nothing else is in the near term to be considered.
And is that
so it doesn't slip by us.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And I tell you what, between Sharon and Joanne, they communicate very well. If you will make sure that you don't that nothing slips by us. And quite frankly, I like doing it in a greater number together, because I think it helps us be able to look at the commission overall. And a couple of people were suggested, and yet thought, hey, if this would be a better fit than maybe another fit. We found a place for everybody. So, does anyone have any questions regarding our collective recommendations here?
Move to approve all of the recommendations that the mayor has just read.
Okay, thank you. We are all in favor of the appointments to the various commissions and boards for the town of Berlin. Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All the appointments are unanimous. Thank you. Thank you very much. Next is our departmental report, I believe. Yes. First, is it Soleil? Because every now and then I say Soleil, and you never called me on it. But I apologize.
No, you're right.
Get in
there, asshole. We working on a couple of things with the polishing the budget and bringing the numbers and changing the line items as needed. Also, we're working on Public Service Commission reporting with Blues and Associates. We have several reports to do at the end of this month.
Also, one of the items that PPS have mentioned during the last past audit that we have to work on is capitalization policy for the town. So we have drafted just a simple capitalization policy, and we will be working in more details. And then probably right after budget, I will present it for your review. And I would like to get this approved before the audit. So it will be an item from our list.
Okay, and so what is the time period you expect to present that? Is it going to be talked about next month or middle of summer?
It's the budget. We have budget. I'm hoping by mid-June.
Oh,
right. Just before the end of the June, we should have it in place. Would be a good place to. At the end of this week, Laura and I leaving for a GFOA conference. It's going to be a couple of days, and I'm really excited because I got a scholarship for this conference, and it's going to be the first time for me to go on such a big event. And the conference is focused on financial issues for governmental, auditing, accounting, and personal improvements in general.
Excellent. You're good. We'll be with you. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not going. Not anything personal.
They're probably going to.
Yeah, that's what they're going. Oh my God. That's great. That's great news. And hope you all have a good trip and a safe one.
Thank you.
Natalie, can I ask you something?
Sure.
You know, I was looking at my electric statement today, and I know you all are involved with looking at software companies. Mm-hmm. And it struck me strange that there's no invoice number printed on the electric bills.
Never been, I guess.
It just struck me strange.
Is it normal that the most electric utility have an invoice?
I don't know.
I never seen.
I mean, most bills I get have invoice numbers on them.
I have Delmarva Power.
It does not have an invoice number on it.
I would think usually they base it, but you get the account number and it's
It's a statement. It's not an invoice.
It just gives 5 months. I guess the date is what
exactly
become an actual kind of range.
Okay. So it won't have anything to do with new software.
I don't think it will have an invoice number. We will try our best to get as the best invoice possible for the utility, hoping to find a software that will give more details and comparison. But I don't think it would be invoice.
Okay. Struck me. I never thought about it before, but you're sending a statement every month, not an invoice.
If I could just insert myself, one of the great things about this conference that Natalie and I are going to is it's going to be a large convention center with lots of folks that are going to be offering all kinds of different financial system software, so we'll be able to go around and check out some of them firsthand. So we've got that on our agenda, a couple hours to do that.
Great. We'll shop around.
Exactly.
Well, enjoy your week.
Thank you. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Some of the projects we've been working on is, as you can see here in the pictures up there on the screen, we're installing the fans on the substation transformers at Savage Substation. This is to help out with the longevity of the transformers as far as the lifespan of them. Also, it's increasing the capacity. That's the other side of it where we haven't installed the fans yet, but now they're actually on there. It's increasing the capacity of the transformers from about 16.3 megawatts up to 21.6 by installing these fans. So as the town grows larger, we'll have the capacity to take on the extra load with the transformers. Also, we've been working on tree trimming, which is Circuit 210. We completed Flower Street, Decatur, we extended Burley Street, Elizabeth, Maple Street on that area. And we're now going to be moving into Light Buckingham, Tingle, Middle Street in that area. We'll be moving on to that. I'm trying to get as much tree trimming done as I can before the storms roll in for the summertime. We're working on that. Also, I've been working on the Public Works Utility Day Touch a Truck event with Michael Day's help and Megan from the Visitor Center. I don't know if you have this in front of you. Megan actually designed this and did an excellent job on it. I think it turned out great. Actually sent this over to the county school board of education today to distribute these to Stephen Decatur High School, Buckingham Elementary, and also Berlin Intermediate schools. So they're going to distribute it there, and then I think Mike's going to take care of having these distributed around town with some of the business owners.
Great.
Mike's also arranged for a food vendor to be at the event, and I arranged for an ice cream truck to be there for the kids.
If you don't mind, between y'all, and is have Mary put it on the on the homepage of the of our website.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Mayor, also on the last bills invoices went out a couple of days ago, we have put a message on the bottom.
Excellent.
For this specific
event. Excellent. That's a very efficient way of getting the message out. And this way they'll know more about what it is. Maybe they'll get their attention.
And I think it's on channel 4 too. I think it's on our hand too.
Good.
I'll be surprised if you don't have a lot of little kids.
I hope so. I actually talked to Dave Lewis today from the fire department, and they're going to have their ladder truck there.
Excellent.
And the rest, they're going to have some paramedics. And I actually talked to him about if they'd be able to give the kids rides and the ladder to go up in the air a little bit. He said he'd have to think about that.
I don't blame him. I understand his reluctance, but it's great that they'll be here. It's great. Yes.
I think it'll turn out great. I think it'll be okay. Last night, I'm not sure if you know about this, we had a tree issue right here on Bay Street. About 8:30 last night, a big tree limb broke out of that tree at 7 Bay Street and fell across the entire road. So the electric crews came in and tore down the overhead service to the house and damaged the overhead transformer. They came in work last night from about 8:30 to about 1 o'clock in the morning. To restore the power, get the tree out of the road, so traffic could get by.
Replace the transformer?
Yeah, they replaced the transformer to did all that.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, they woke, by the time they got up the next morning, there was only whatever evidence you left behind.
Right.
The tree.
Nothing looked dark. Did you backfeed electric? I mean, nobody.
It only took out the one service to that house, but then when we had to replace the transformer, two or three homes lost power there while we were doing
that. That's pretty nice. Yeah.
Good. Excellent. And again, a great idea. It is, if we have good weather, like all of the events, hopefully we'll have a good youthful crowd, and we'll keep doing it, and hopefully we'll get it right the first time. Based on your experience. Thank you. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
We had a busy weekend. Off of Tim's note, we did the vehicle day with Buckingham Elementary School. And again, the kids are very excited when you take the vehicles out there. So I think that the day coming up is going to be a really exciting day for those folks. We also had the funeral for Canine Ike in Pocomoke. We had well representation there. We had the prom, and we also had May Day Play Day. So again, we're real busy with those events during the weekend, and everything went off without a hitch. May Day and Play Day didn't have as big of a crowd, but again, everything was well attended and represented.
Good. Excellent. I do want to bring to the council that we received a very nice letter from Mr. Robert T. Stevens III of Quilling Way in Berlin, and it was addressed to Chief Downing. It says on this course was the letter was dated April 25th. So it says, on this past Tuesday, April 22nd, during mid-afternoon, I was driving home from Walmart on Holly Grove Road when I veered slightly off the McAdam Road and immediately ended up in the accompanying right deep mud-filled drainage ditch. Unbeknownst to me, I was being followed by a good Berlin police officer who stopped with flashing lights and came to assist me to direct traffic. Helping me from my car, located in a completely forest-like area and without a mobile phone, this officer called a local tow truck company to arrange for help and waited until it arrived. What a blessing for me, and what an act of humane responsibility was performed that afternoon by Officer, of course he's Lieutenant, Robert Fisher of the Berlin Police Department. Therefore, I desire you to be cognizant that I greatly appreciate and commend Lieutenant Fisher for his calm, supportive, and helpful manner he extended to me at a time of great personal adversity and humiliation. That's extremely well written, and please let Lieutenant Fisher know how much we all appreciate that kind of personal concern. He was technically off duty, but I know from experience that really you're never really off duty. You might be on, not be on a schedule, but something needs to be done. It just gets done. So, thank you.
And he was actually on duty.
Yeah, about that. Okay, and that's Chief. Do you have anything else?
No, yes.
Okay. Next is Planning Director Dave Engelhardt.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Since we last met, grass violations and trash, they keep piling up. So we've been after those. We probably have 40 of them out in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Violation notices or letters. People seem to be complying pretty well. There, a good percentage of them have been calling us back to, you know, see what the issue was, tell us when they would take care of it, so that's been encouraging. The tractor supply that's going to be going in up at the old Ames department store, they have a target date of next Monday to start, so you'll probably see some activity up there. We issued a permit for a banner, a coming soon banner for the front of the building while they're working on it. We did that today. And recently, the last several weeks, that Cannery Village, the housing project, I've been having communication just about every other day from them with questions from their design people, their engineering people. I know Tim was talking to them about some power issues for the pump station, the lift station. So that's moving along pretty well. They're working diligently on that. That's all I have.
Great. Excellent.
Is 214 Broad Street on your grass list?
I believe so, yes. Is it? I know 218 is.
That's the white house on the hill, all the vegetation growing.
The ivy's growing on the front of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
That's a shame what's happening in that
house. A beautiful home. It really is a shame.
That yard was fierce back in the day.
If you walk in the backyard, it's still, you know.
But it's all grown. It's a shame.
The infrastructure's still there, but it's all overgrown. We've been back there, yeah.
It's a shame.
So, yes, I don't know from the U.S., but I know it's got the pool in the backyard.
I mean, the grass
the veranda,
now is like
the grass
that.
Is almost 2 feet now.
So who do you know? I mean, do you know who to notify?
Usually we look it up from the...
It's Bank of America.
Right, from Worcester County's records, you know, the tax records, and from the utilities, you know, our utility records, the girls will sometimes be able to give me a different contact. But I can check with Carol and see where the letter went.
Yeah, see what's going on with that, because that is really...
It's bad.
It's the worst we've ever had.
Dave, could you check on 216 Branch Street? I think it's right next to Mr. Jerome Martin's. The house is vacant?
Yes. I'll check on that.
Yeah, there's two of them right next door to each other, I believe, that we went by. And I know a letter went to them.
It did.
There's nobody living in the house, you know.
Yeah. Right. There's several of them. And Carolyn knows them better than I, because she always remembers who used to live there. You know, she has that memory of it and from town.
You might check with Habitat on that house.
She has those on the list. I actually had complaints on three residents and went in and she has them on the list. If you don't know, the person actually does the cutting of the grass. Bill Taylor had a stroke, and right now, Public Works, they're actually backed up to go and catch up on the long list that they do have.
Oh, okay.
So, once the day, we usually give them a week or 10 days in the letter, and once that passes, we'll pass that list on to Wendell, and he'll get to it in between his other cutting duties. He actually came to me last week, and he said, if we don't cut this now, he said, forget the days you gave them. We're going to lose it, you know, because we knew we had more rain on it. So I said, okay, go ahead and cut it, because we were cutting that one the end of last summer. And I know there's no one living there, so we said, okay, go ahead, you know. But I like to give them the days I give them in the letter.
Right.
You know, I myself don't get to cut mine until Saturday every week. If it rains on Saturday, I'm stuck until it dries out. But yeah, I'll check on those two.
Okay. Thank you.
The red house that the big tree fell on and did all that damage.
On Broad.
Is that work going to get scheduled? Because I'm pretty sure, you know, that claim's probably been filed and taken care of. Because it doesn't look like...
The next thing he told me was he had to do lead abatement. And he's got contractors coming in there for that. So he can re-rent it. Because right now he can't.
Interesting.
Thank you very much. Next, it's Human Resources Director Jeff Finkland.
Mayor and Council, I have one item. I just want to remind everyone that May 21, 22, 23, in this room, open enrollment. And I think I want to make sure I know for the employees who are paid biweekly, I put a stuffer in their checks. But I recollect that I sent that same poster to all of you electronically, so you should have that.
Okay. Thank you. All right, next is Economic and Community Development Director Michael Day.
Thank you. Big thank you to all the departments for their help this past weekend with May Day Play Day. It was very successful, despite a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, that type of stuff. But all in all, the comment from the supporting sponsors, the radio station and others, it was a little too long. So I think next year they're going to shorten it up. Make it a little, I think it would be a much better event. But they hung out. Everybody was here all day long, so it was a good event. Visitor Center roof should be done tomorrow or the next day. They got behind last week because of the rain. They needed two days of dry out.
The roof.
So it should, they were up there today. They'll be back, and hopefully they can beat the rain that's coming. That's all I have right now.
Great. Next, we have the Town Administrator's Report.
Before I go through the purchase orders, I just wanted to give everybody an update on the tree. There was some discussion in the previous council meeting about the tree on 101 South Main Street. This would be the one I think Tim mentioned that looked like it was going to fall over and damage our electric lines. I heard from Renee Sholkoff this morning. I had a good conversation with her. She's open to having some more discussion about the tree. Possibly having the town remove it and replace it with something. So Tim will be following up with her later on this week. One of the things that she's concerned about is getting a tree of a reasonably decent size as a replacement. So he's going to look into that, and we'll get back in touch with her later on this week.
But I think an amicable partnership in trying to get rid of the threat seems like a very realistic.
Yeah, she was very reasonable. It was a great conversation. She said several times she felt like, she agreed something really needed to be done, and so I think it's going to work.
That's great. That's the best possible outcome. Thank you.
Good. So now I will go through the rather lengthy list of purchase orders for you. Purchase order number 3130 in the amount of $12,849.11 to Maryland, Delaware Railroad for annual license agreement, costs split between electric, water, and sewer. Purchase order number 3104 in the amount of $14,374.23 to Cards Computers for services and support, workstations and backups, firewall appliance, software subscriptions, and IT services. Purchase order number 2995 in the amount of $2,041.66 to Cards Computers for new workstations and backups. Purchase order number 3115 in the amount of $2,041.66 to Cards Computers for replacement of two computers at Generation Plant and backups. Purchase order number 3114 in the amount of $1,596.46 to Cards Computers for replacement computer and e-port replicator. Purchase order number 3132 in the amount of $1,200 to MDDC Utility Association for 2014 membership dues. Purchase order number 2540 in the amount of $12,319 to John W. Titer for emergency repair to Headworks building hit by septic hauler to be reimbursed by insurance. Purchase order number 3007 in the amount of $1,000 to Parkle Corporation for matching funds with Worcester County Tourism Campground promotion. Purchase order number 3158 in the amount of $3,594 to air monitoring specialists for emissions testing and power plant. Purchase order number 2926 in the amount of $1,776 to LB Water Service for 12 meters. purchase order number 2863 in the amount of $3,587.80 to Hills Electric Motor Service for rebuilding pump at digester. Purchase order number 2973 in the amount of $1,803.90 to Worcester County for sludge hauling. Purchase order number 3124 in the amount of $2,922.96 to Cards Computers for workstation, IT services, and antivirus protection. Purchase order number 2948 in the amount of $1,734.96 to Hills Electric Motor Service for emergency repair and lift station pump at Schofield Street. Purchase order number 3111 in the amount of $1,055 to Crown Point Technologies for annual support and maintenance on skills manager training software. And finally, purchase order number 3184 in the amount of $1,146.09 to Somerset Well Drilling for emergency repair to HVAC.
That's right here at Town Hall.
That's right at Town Hall, that's correct. That concludes my report.
Does anyone have any questions regarding any of the 16 purchase orders that Laura has summarized and explained?
The last repair on the, I knew we've been having a lot of trouble. Do you think that's going to do it, or are we going to have to look into replacing it in the future? Or?
Yeah, we've talked to a couple of different vendors about replacing, and they recommended that we don't look at that, that we actually look at putting in a regular maintenance system and sort of handling it with a little more care. And so that's the approach that we're going to be taking. We've got a couple of folks coming out to give us a quote of what that work would take.
So does that imply that rather than having to replace a system that a regular routine of maintenance and keeping it in good shape should give us a lot more life?
That's my understanding. It would be cost prohibitive to replace it. The electric cost for the town would be significant. And there's some, my understanding is that there's some benefit to saving maintaining it and getting it to function at a little higher level. So that's what we're focusing our energies on.
Be more efficient.
Okay, great.
And you'll just let us know
how it's going. Yeah, if you make it another build later on.
But that's all fixed, right?
That's
when we were having all that leaking and...
The most recent episode, I think the mayor was here that day, over in Shirley's office, which we had a water leak and it damaged some stuff down at the police station. That, when you take a look at that, that's one of seven air handlers that are in this building. When you take a look at each individual air handler, and I'm not a plumber, I don't pretend to be, but if you look at each of these, they're all hooked up differently. Case in point, with the one in Shirley's office, the piping that, when we had the leak, it was a plastic pipe, the unit overheated, thus it caused the threading on the pipe to become soft, and it pushed the pipe out. When I saw it, Jamie and I saw it, you know, you asked the question, how did the pipe get out? Because we didn't know it would get that hot, and it did that. So they repaired that, and then there's a unit in each of these closets here. They need some good TLC.
We have a lot of independent systems, right? Not one main working.
Well, I think it's independent, separate air handlers that are all supposed to be connecting in one system. To varying degrees of success. So, as Jeff mentioned, TLC, I think, is really what we
feels better.
It's a doctor ordered at this point.
Good. Well, at least that's encouraging news compared to what we thought a couple weeks ago.
All of these computers that we're buying, these workstations, they're all within budget in the different areas.
Right, yeah. Basically, we're at the 5-year point with the contract we have with Cards Computers. So some of this includes server upgrades and things of that nature. We were able to find some money in this year's budget, so we'd like to go ahead and make the purchase of those, as well as the computers that are identified on the list.
Right.
They're all part of this 5-year plan and replacement schedule. But we see an opportunity
to get them out of this year's budget,
the next year's budget. So that's why you see so many of those particular ones.
And the $1,000 to Parkdale Corporation, is that signage?
No, it's advertising with Worcester County Tourism.
Advertising in what media?
In their visitor's guide. They have thousands and thousands of campers. And what we did, we discovered with our ambassador program, we have a lot more campers coming to town than we ever thought we did. And we discovered that. So we've got a partnership with Castaways and now with Frontier Town, and we're working on one with Fort Whaling.
Aren't they going to be bringing people in?
Castaway's been sold just recently, so we've...
For a tiny little song.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
We got in the wrong, we should have gotten in the camp business.
Yeah, you were in all in the wrong business.
Yeah, but you didn't know that place before he redid it. It was not special.
So yeah, we're also working with Fort Whaley and Frontier Town. And they might do a bus service too. We're trying to figure that out. But
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Motion to approve all 16 purchase orders.
I have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve all 16 purchase orders as proposed by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I think that would be a unanimous vote.
That was a good job counting
this all up. I just remember it was more than 13.
I just want to make the council aware and give them a copy to each one. I got this email that I did not expect, which is fine. There's most emails we get at the it's from the Berlin Little League, and I made a copy for each of you. It's all hard copy. And what they're doing, they're apparently looking to make long-term improvements in infrastructure and maintenance at the Little League fields. Just as you brought up at the last meeting, it is sort of it's always been sort of an informal partnership between the Berlin Lions Club, Worcester County Government, and the Town of Berlin, where we all contribute in different ways. So I just want you to be aware of this because I think what I'm going to, with your consent and any suggestions you have now or hit you later, is to say thank you very much for informing us of your long-term plans. We'll certainly be glad to have us or, let's say maybe the electric utility director or water resources or parks and rec, take a look and just hear what you're talking about. But if you're talking long-term planning, so are we. And I think what we want to do is make sure that all partners are doing what we do best and that we're being fair. And the county, they've been very supportive out there. I was there Saturday before I even get to the May Day Play Day. Every field was in use. My daughter was playing field at Worcester Prep, playing lacrosse, and then every single field in the county, what I call the County and Lions Club grounds, between baseball and lacrosse, it was just jamming, and game after game after game, and hundreds of kids. So it is something where I don't want to make it complicated, same time, we want to be fair. We recognize that every child who uses those fields is not a citizen or son or daughter of a citizen of Berlin. But at the same time, if we can continue this a fair and equitable partnership, I see no harm in continuing to look to see where we may be in help. If we do, we bring it up to council, we can have a formal vote. And in the meantime, we just ask them to keep us informed of their long-range planning. And I do say this, it's really nice out there.
Well, the traveling teams, I know when my sons were little, parents spend a lot of money in the traveling baseball teams, traveling to towns and staying and eating, and they're going to be using that for traveling baseball, and that's going to bring a lot of visitors and guests to Berlin.
I suspect the late Mr. Raycoats would be shocked and delighted to see what's happened to his dream of creating a little league baseball in Berlin.
Michael, isn't that true, though, that generates a lot of revenue for towns with the traveling baseball teams and parents?
Absolutely. I don't know if you saw in the press recently, but Ocean City and Wicomico County, they're spending a lot of money on this, and it's bringing in millions of dollars over a four-week period.
I just wanted to have it firsthand. I would basically recommend that we just keep an open dialogue when they want to some of our people take a look at something. We're not going to make any commitments until it comes before full council, and then, you know, we'll just see what our proper role is. I guess in a world that's so complicated, this has worked so well for half a century, as a relatively uncomplicated partnership. I'd like to keep it that way as much as it's feasible without
the KISS
that
approach.
Yeah. Just keep this the friendly thing to make sure we put the kids first, and that we feel that we're being supportive in a fair way, but that we're not everybody's contributing, as I say, what they can do best. And that's all the three comments I have.
I did speak to Ron Cassio, and he did want to be reappointed if possible.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know if he would act on tonight or later.
That's fine with me. I mean, quite frankly, what we would do is make his appointment based on the new date, mm-hmm. which would be May, and that's what, a 5-year?
And he's December.
He's the only one on that list that would come in the near term.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to just include him in there. That's a pleasure.
Do you see a problem, dude?
No, I
don't.
Quite frankly, the fewer of these we have to have, because quite frankly, I love the idea of getting everybody's input and of us looking at the boards overall. And I just. It's more business-like, I think.
Do you want a separate motion on that?
Well, yeah, you have to.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion?
Sure, I'll make a motion. We reappoint Ron Cassio effective December for a 5-year term.
On the planning
commission? Planning commission, yes.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell that we reappoint for a 5-year term for the planning commission. Current member Ron Cassio. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you.
I have one thing. What did Murray and the Park Commission decide about repairing the retaining wall at Henry Park?
There was a Gene had put together 4 or 5 examples of, I think it was different types of brick or wood that they could use, and they picked a particular nice type of brick that Jane actually recommended. And so I think they're just in the process of having Public Works go out there and do that work.
She was getting prices on it.
She was getting prices and that kind of thing. Do you have that with you, Lisa?
I think I may have that.
And also at Henry Park, it looks like some of the shrubbery was protruding into the sidewalk, and it had to be trimmed back. And it just looks like someone has taken a saw and cut it in half.
Okay.
It looks terrible.
Where's this? The Henry Park?
Henry Park.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
All right, we'll go.
Well, she was looking at the stacked stone stuff for the, around that in the park.
And this wall has been in need of repair for a while, and I would like us to move expeditiously to have it repaired because it will be this bad.
And this is the time of year the park's getting ready.
Okay.
I think we can finally have faith that summer's actually coming.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and make the commitment to get it right. Good. Okay. Thank you. That's a great suggestion.
I just wanted to thank the town for doing an awesome job in the bulk pickup. I know it's Pittsville, there's stuff laid out there for like 4 or 5 days before the staff got to it. And I mean, our staff was out bright and early and did a really good job with that. And that just helps that stuff not going and getting thrown out into the county anywhere they can throw it.
Thank you.
I got one thing. I didn't read that letter completely from the county, but I work with a girl that's in charge of, she's a teacher, she's in charge of, she gets called when the trash is at the ballpark, and she's had 2 calls this year, and she came to me, and each time she's called Wendell, I think she's called Wendell, and Wendell's taking care of the situation, but the trash has been piled up on the weekend, and they have no way to get rid of the trash at the ballpark. You know, once it's piled up on Saturday, Sunday comes
along. Here comes Sunday and a whole other crowd.
And they don't have anywhere to put the trash. So,
that's the county's responsibility.
Well, the town's been picking trash up for the ballpark because the county has been doing it.
I know, but the county doesn't work weekends with the town.
Yeah, we don't work weekends either.
Well, we do, actually.
Yeah, we do.
That is a situation we have. We have probably more.
What about more cans out there?
We might have to do that. I'll check with them.
I'll give Laura the name
of the person you need.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
If Jake wasn't able to make the meeting tonight, but
I mean, if we don't deal with the trash, then it just blows around everywhere, you know?
It's right in our town, too.
Yeah, so if you want to give me the name,
it's a poor request.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do we have any questions by anyone who's in attendance here tonight from the public? Or comments? Do we have any questions from the press?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
This was a lot.